This is our second episode on game design and development, and we're going to continue the conversation we started the last time round with Janesha Gandhi. Welcome to the Zista podcast, where we invite industry leaders and academicians to answer questions that students have within a specific area. Today, we're focusing on game design and development and continuing the conversation with Janesha Gandhi, senior producer at Red Hill Games. Hi, Janesha. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm delighted that we're continuing the conversation we started the last time and going a little deeper into the field of game development, though in a little bit of a different direction. So thank you for joining us once again.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and let's talk games.
Awesome. Can you share a pivotal moment or perhaps a project in your career that significantly influenced your approach to game design?
So I think one project that I really, really changed my perspective about making video games and made me a bit more design focused was Overwatch. So I've been working with Blizzard in co-development here with my company on Overwatch since quite some time now. And I guess working with people from Blizzard, you learn a lot because they are like obviously the best people in the industry, and it's a dream for us to even be associated with them. So one of the things that I learned from them is that because I'm the art producer here, but one of the things I learned is that art serves design. It's a very important lesson, I think, when you want to make games. Like I said, you have to sell an experience to players, and art is there to help communicate what you want the player to do. It's not just making it pretty. It is communicating, okay, if you play a game and you see that there's a pickup, that the player has to pick something up, there is a little glow. Art is helping you communicate. Okay, go pick it up. Art will help the player understand the environment, the lore, and it serves the design in making the design and the experience better. So here I worked really closely with designers. My art team and us, we worked very closely with designers to ship a lot of content for Overwatch. And working with Blizzard team, I think this was my best learning, and it was, I think, probably one of the best projects I've ever worked on. So really blessed to work with Blizzard.
That's awesome. And I think not many people can say that in terms of an experience of having worked with an industry titan like Blizzard. I remember in the previous podcast episode, we were talking about how they've really set a standard in terms of how they approach character design, character art. So it was really interesting to hear you talk about that. And now to hear you say that you actually worked on a project with Blizzard, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was a dream come true. I never thought, I had a dream more than 10 years back when I was studying 3D that I'll work with Blizzard one day. And it came true finally after so many years. So it was a blast, a lot of learnings, because these companies, they've been in the industry for so long, they know how to make games. So when you work with them, you learn so much. So always in their debt to, for the learnings and the experience I've had.
That's so nice of you to say. From your experience, Janesha, what does it take to land a successful career in game development?
I think it really depends what you want to do, because game dev is so vast and there's so many different disciplines. If you want to be successful in game dev, I do believe you need to really be passionate about this industry, because as I mentioned, the returns initially aren't much, but the day it releases, there's a lot. And there's a lot of, failure that we go through when we make games, because things don't work. And it's okay, I try it again, and not giving up, trying different approaches, always studying, learning. The only way you can be successful in game dev is if you understand how to make a game. And it's not just by doing your own discipline. So if I talk about production, it's not only me creating project plans or Jira tickets or, sitting on the team's head that deliver, but it's also me understanding what they do and how how it's done. I don't need to do it, but definitely it helps if people know how things are made, how teams work with each other. It's getting into the depth of it. And that's the only way you can be successful and talk the language of video games, or else you work at a more superficial level of, okay, I am just a 3D artist making this one room in the game, but that's not what we are. We are game developers. Okay, what is the design? Okay, how will the props work? Okay, will the character come here? Okay, the tester needs to test it. What do you need to test? So there are a lot of small things you need to think about. And only if you can love this industry, you will want to learn. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
So if I hear you correctly, a lot of passion and that, you know, absolute willingness to go down to the nth level in terms of detailing and understanding what it takes, what are the different elements involved, how everything kind of clicks together, and being a strong contributor in all aspects, right?
Yes, having a more holistic view on how games work is very important.
Okay, that's good advice, Azadi. You know, Janisha, there are many incredible women who have contributed, and I would say still contributed to the gaming industry in terms of acting, scripting, programming, and so on. You've been a strong proponent for women in the gaming industry. And if I remember correctly, you were nominated as an ambassador for the Women in Games organization in the year 2021. What lessons and tips can you share with our listeners, let's say, that are essential for women in gaming to succeed and to thrive?
I think for women in games, like, if I'm very honest, I think, you know, video games is, it still is a bit of a male-centric industry. You know, it's the truth. And it's changing a lot. Women are still getting into it. But if you want to get into video games, honestly, video games is one place where they don't see gender, race, color, anything. It's just a bunch of nerds like us who love making it. We come together and we want to do something cool. I do feel that, you know, because like I said, there are more men than women. I don't think any women or girls, at least I haven't faced any issues being a woman with a bunch of boys, you know, where they discriminate you or make you feel small. No, it's like, okay, you are like us, a video game developer, and you're contributing to the team. So just find your passion, see what you want to do. Don't be intimidated, and yeah, be yourself. Like if you just be yourself, I think you will be fine. And if you love this industry, like, talent matters in my eyes. If you're good at what you do, you will go places, men, women, irrespective of who you are.
That's really enabling and really positive to hear. You know, if you're really passionate and, you know, you are pretty sure about your contribution, how you fit into the larger ecosystem, and fully committed to the job at hand, I think you're absolutely right when you say it doesn't matter about your gender, which country you come from. I think at the end of the day, it all boils down to how much do you love the craft and how willing you are to kind of step in and do things, right?
Yeah. I mean, you need to be happy to go and invest your time, or if you ever need to work after hours, or, you know, you need to love this subject. Otherwise, there's no point. I think people will be really sad if they cannot love gaming, because it is really, really hard. And I tell people that it's fun to be part of it. It sounds cool, video games, but it's really hard to make a game. You need patience. It's like growing your own child. But it's fulfilling for sure.
Awesome. Thank you, Janisha, for making time and coming on the podcast, continuing this conversation that we started in the last episode. And I really enjoyed hearing from you and learning from you. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. More than happy to talk games or answer any questions that people might have after listening to the podcast.
Awesome. Thank you. Janisha's story is so inspirational. She's doing really well for herself. She's pushing the cause of getting more women into gaming, and things are really changing rapidly. What's pretty clear from our conversation with her is that if you're passionate about gaming, you can make your mark in this industry. It doesn't matter what your nationality is, what your gender is, or other things like that. What really matters is if you're really committed to the cause, you're really passionate about gaming, you can make a career in this industry. I hope you like this episode. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube to keep getting notifications as and when new content goes live. The audio version of this podcast is also going to be posted on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. You can follow us there. Our handle is the Zista Podcast. This is your host, Amit Ahuja, signing out. If we meet again, we'd say, stay curious.